free from my youth!
Come on, we've already spent too much time in this place.
What's that music? I don't like it.
This must be the place.
Is this the mini-boss?
What? What's going on?
What is that?
Who dares to disturb the dress rehearsal? Start from the very beginning. A masterpiece of this magnitude must be performed without interruptions.
Ah! Its head is on the wrong way.
Close the doors. You two must sit and listen to the movement that I have been currently working on for the past 250 years. It's glorious.
Sure.
Duster, we have to fight this...
Shh! If we humor him, we might be able to get out of here without fighting. How long is the piece?
A riveting 6.5 hours! And that's only one movement of 28!
Well... We really don't have time for something that long. But I'm sure it's great.
You won't listen? You're just like all the other non-musical mooks in this kingdom! Falling asleep during my beautiful arrangements and booing me off the stage. No one in this castle took me seriously and told me I was a no-talent loser. Well, all of them are long dead. Who's laughing now?
Someone's got problems.
So, you don't want to hear my glorious performance? That's okay, since you'll be hearing it forever. Let's go! Ah! Take this, you uncultured knave!
Wah! Oh god.
Jeez! Yeah! He's throwing Fred everything besides chaps. The kitchen Let's sink! Oops, spoke too soon. Sorry, Duster.
That's gonna leave a mark. I suppose now would be a perfect time to use those tools Father gave to me. Let's see. Smoke bomb? Why not? Hey, yep!
Ah! It burns! It burns like fire! Oh gosh, I'm blind! Oh!
Hey, good thinking.
Think? I'm just winging it here.
Well, keep it up. It's working. Oh, geez. He's just swinging his baton at anything now.
Curse you! Even though I can't see, I'll hit you somehow!
Look out, Duster.
Whoa! Wow, this is getting nuts. Let's hope that maybe these bombs will finish him off.
I'll help too!
No. Ah, my hand! You bit my baton-swinging hand! It's swollen! I'll never be able to conduct again! The afterlife isn't worth living anymore!
Wow, nice job, Rope Snake.
After all. But, I'm not a venomous snake. How did his hand swell up?
Who knows. Anyways, it's time to find the treasure and get out of here. But, Oh. Wow. This couch is so comfy. Maybe I'll just rest for a bit. That was an intense battle.
Duster! Don't sleep! I want to get out of here! Duster! Don't make me bite you, too. Your nose is a pretty big target.
Just 5 more minutes.
Duster! No!
Okay, we're going. Hey, look at that. It's... spittoon?
Shiny. Maybe this is the artifact?
Well, we haven't found anything else in this castle that's shiny, so this must be it. Finally, now I can go home. Or, rather, we can head home.
You mean? Ooh, I finally have a family and a home now.
Of course, Rope Snake. You've proven yourself to be a valuable partner. Hopefully Father won't.
Hey, who's that?
Huh?
That girl! She just dropped from the ceiling! Hey, you! Dang, I wonder what she's doing here. Did you recognize her?
Not at all. I don't know any girls with hair that pink. Whoever she is, she dropped something.
Oh, Duster, you should go find her and give it back. Maybe she'll reward you with a kiss.
What? Rope Snake?
Oh, I can hear it now. Oh, thank you so much for finding my necklace, kind sir. How can I ever repay you? Mwah!
Ugh, knock it off! Anyway, the sooner we get this thing back to my father, the better. Maybe we'll see her again and we can give her the necklace then. Wow, morning already.
Hey, you! Golly, you were in there practically all night. That takes guts. Here, I'll save you the trouble of going through my underground passage again and give you the drawbridge key.
Thanks, Mr. Nippleite. Well, let's lower the bridge. Alrighty, time to head back to Father.
Oh, Buster! I haven't seen you out this early in a while.
Hello, Brenda. Lisa. Jill.
Duster, have you seen that creepy man with the monkey yet? Ooh, I can never trust someone with a mustache like that.
Doesn't Thomas have a mustache?
Well, yes, but his is different. It's manly. That creepy man's mustache is creepier.
That man came to town late last night. I imagine he's probably staying at the Yaddo Inn?
Yeah, he's been creating some bad vibes in this town. We've had enough trouble here. I really wish he'd leave.
Well, I'm sure he won't stay for long. Stay well, ladies.
Goodbye!
I'd sure love to eat that monkey.
Better head back to Father now and give him the treasure. I wonder why he'd want me to go through all this trouble just for some shiny jar. Oh well, it's best not to question. Father, I'm back.
Well, for corn's sake, it took you long enough. I've never gone this long without having to complain and berate someone. I almost had to go out of my way to take it out on some towny kids again.
Sorry, Father. It was a bit more of an obstacle than I thought getting this thing, but I managed to find it. I think. It's the only shiny item in that entire castle, so I figured it must be important.
By the dragons, you're right, my boy! It's a very important item indeed! So important, you probably don't even realize. Why, Duster, by you bringing this spittoon here, we have a great deal more information about the vast mysteries of the world.
Wow. I didn't realize.
My son, would you care to know what I've figured out by you bringing this to me? Can you handle it?
Yes, of course. Tell me.
I've figured out that you're the most inept and pathetic and useless thief that I've had the misfortune of training! I devoted some of the most precious years of my life to you, and this is how you repay me? With this nasty spit jar? Here's what I think of your jar. Ah! There. Now it's just tiny pieces of garbage, just like you, you despicable dunce.
I'm sorry, Father.
I should have known better than to send you alone.
Well, I did find this pendant when I was leaving. Maybe this is what you're looking for?
No! Not even a little bit! You don't! Jeez, why not just rip my heart out and... Hold on. Duster, let me see that! Could this be... Where did you find this?
A girl dropped it. Before I could call out to her, she just ran off.
I see. Then, then it must be her. Duster, I'm almost certain this pendant you found belongs to the princess of the castle. If that's the case, then we must go back, find her, and return her pendants.
All right. I guess I can go back there if you really...
Oh, no! I'm going with you. This is a mission of utmost importance, and I will not let you botch this one, too. Now, let's go!
Phew! Duster, why didn't you at least re-deodorize before we left? Do you have any idea what it's like in your shirt?
Won't make a difference. All the deodorant in the world wouldn't get rid of a stink like... Ah, Duster, there's a talking snake on you!
Calm down, it's all right, Father. I found him in the castle. His name is Ropesnake. He's actually pretty useful, so we've kind of been teammates.
Nice to meet ya, though I wish you'd be a little nicer to your son. He's not as dumb as you think.
I don't need no talking reptile telling me how to raise my son. Duster, your friend is getting fresh with me, and I'd like him to go away before I find myself a new red belt with matching shoes.
But Father...
Put your snake away, Duster.
Fine, I can see I'm not in good company anyway.
Uh-oh. This doesn't look good.
What's going on? Who are those soldiers?
They're the ones responsible for all the destruction that's been going on here. But why are they invading the castle?
They might be after the artifact. Or even the princess. We have to find them first. Come on, Duster!
Nippolite! Looks like he's hurt. Nippolite, what happened?
So you decided to come back. Now's not the best place to be with those soldiers around. Look at the number they did on me. And they ran over my gardens with those moving metal machines. I tried to hit one with my shovel, but it just bounced off like nothing. Then those soldiers saw me hitting it and... Boy, they were merciless.
Those ruffians. Beating up on old people like that. That's the problem with your generation, Duster. No respect for...
Father, now is not the time for that, please. Let's just go inside. Nippolite, stay safe and take care of yourself.
Many thanks, and be careful in there.
Duster, there's two of those soldiers.
What is... Is that a giant lump of clay?
Well, Duster, this thing doesn't look too friendly, so we gotta combine our thievery techniques to defeat it. As father and son!
Right, let's do it.